There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Michael Harrison is here with Doug Steffen as we get started another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending the 29th, is it? Yeah, the 29th of May. So the last week of May for the year 2015, our top items, news talk items, the topics that people are talking about, this is what's important. According to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is and Talkers Television. And here's the big talker, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher with the list, or I guess two lists, because we have the topicalities and then we have the personalities. How do you like that?
I like it. Topicalities and personalities.
Ooh-ha.
Here we go.
Yes.
And there are 10 in each category, and some of them have more than one in each. So, I mean, who knows how much information is about to transpire. At number 10, we have the NBA and the NHL playoffs. At number 9, we have Russian military aggression. At number 8, Baltimore's violent crime wave. At number 7, Fox News and the GOP. Very interesting. At number 6, amnesty order loses court round. At number 5, deadly Texas and Oklahoma floods. At number 4, Hillary Clinton email issue tied with Benghazi. At number 3, Clinton Foundation finances and a FIFA scandal. At number 2, the 2016 presidential prospects, and that's tied with a related issue. George Pataki has entered the race. It's amazing. And at number 1,
you and I should enter the race.
At number 1, we have ISIS and their aggression in Iraq.
Mm.
The 10 people on the people list. Number 10, David Letterman still being yacked about. Michelle Obama at 9. John Kerry and Vladimir Putin at 8. Stephanie Rawlings-Blake at 7. Number 6, Bruce Bartlett. Number 5, George Stephanopoulos. Number 4, Bill and Hillary. At number 3, George Pataki and Jeb Bush. At number 2, Marco Rubio. Rick Santorum is back on our survey. And Rand Paul and Barack Obama is at number 1, and I'm sure he's glad that he doesn't have to worry about any of that stuff.
All right.
He's just near the finish line, you know.
It's just, isn't it amazing? These people all get so enthused about it, and then we find out why they're enthused. If you examine some of the stories as we get to the end of the week, especially people who are talking about Dennis Hastert, who used to be the, as opposed to Dennis Haysbert, who played the president on 24. Dennis Hastert was the Speaker of the House from Illinois, and apparently he did some illegal things. At least that's what the feds would have us believe. So what the story highlights is how former politicians who have influence, Speaker of the House, pretty influential person, number 2 on the list of succeeders if something happens to the president. So a lot of power there, a lot of influence. So he goes to work after he gets out of the speakership for a K Street law firm, making lots of money. And these, you know, you look around at most of the politicians, former presidents, Bill Clinton, probably the best example of it that's visible. If you look at the two Bushes and see what George Bush is making, the father made on boards and after he got out of the presidency, and then you look at young George and he gets $5 million a speech or something ridiculous like that. His brother Jeb isn't even president yet. He was former governor of Florida. He's on 14 different boards, making $4, $5, $6 million a year, just being as a board of director person. So you can see what high visibility professional politicians bring to the table. So when these guys get out, even though they wear themselves to a frazzle for 8 years, at the end of the line, if you're young enough, you can have quite a nice life, it looks like, Michael.
Well, that's a lot of money to make, and they certainly make it outside of the salaries they're paid. It's amazing how they come to Washington. They make a hefty salary, but it's not an outrageous salary. And then they leave as millionaires. I wonder how they become wealthy while they're making that salary, let alone after the fact.
You know, everybody asks that question about LBJ, who had been like Hastert. He'd been a school teacher before he was elected to Congress, and then he became eventually president of the United States. But during his reign, during his years in public service, He and his wife managed to buy a group of radio and television stations in Texas. They bought a lot of real estate. They had a lot of business interests, so that when he died, he was worth about $70 million. So people say, wait a minute, how does a guy who's a school teacher and a congressman and then president, because in that year, those years, they were still making $200,000 a year as president, how did he get to be worth $70 million on his death? Hello, we just told you.
it's very lucrative to be a crook. I mean, to be a politician.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, da-da-da-da-da. All right.
I meant that in jest.
I know you did.
Not everyone is a crook.
No one took you seriously.
But let's face it, a lot of them are.
Yeah.
And it comes out, a month doesn't go by where we don't have a scandal of somebody who was an elected official or somebody who had the public trust. I mean, when somebody's elected or somebody has the public trust where you're supposed to have a higher level of moral character, it's very disappointing.
All right. Now, let's talk in a moment. We'll pause for a moment. Then we come back. Let's talk about the morality of certain talk radio hosts without mentioning names, because there are a lot of talk radio people who over the years have gotten themselves into trouble for various infractions. And so if we sit here and judge politicians as being crooks, some of them, somebody's liable to come back to us and say, hey, what about the rotten radio talk show hosts that have gotten into trouble and gone to jail? So maybe we'll deal with that in just a matter of moments. Here, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with me, Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
With newly minted high school and college grads pouring out of schools these days, the big question is what gift to buy them. There are watches and jewelry and gift cards, but is there something out there that will get you more for less? The answer is yes. Net10 Wireless is now offering new customers who bring their own phone, BYOP, 5 gigabytes of data at 4G LTE speed, and unlimited talk and text for only $50 a month. Grads will get to keep their phone's network and number. It's easy to switch your phone with BYOP. Just purchase a Net10 BYOP activation kit to use with your compatible phone and follow a few simple instructions to activate it on your current network. What could be better for these job-seeking grads than a high-speed, affordable wireless service like Net10? With no contracts and no credit checks, there are no surprises. Need a gift for that new grad? Log on to net10wireless.com or net10byop.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Watching the game again. I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying in America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined their free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at abvi.com.
Michael Harrison is is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. And every week at this time, he comes on to this program and enumerates with expertise the things that have been most talked about during the week on news talk radio programs, the listening to the stations and the hosts and stuff. So we're just talking about politicians being crooks and what, you know, how you look at some of these issues that are coming around the presidential list of Mrs. Clinton, and she used her position as Secretary of State to bring in money to the Clinton Foundation. She gets a salary, her husband gets a salary, her daughter gets a salary, everybody's taken care of nicely. So what's that deal all about? And then somebody said, how about talk radio people? You're passing judgment on politicians. What about crooked radio people? And the mention of the former governor of Connecticut, one person radio host who were doing money programs to get into trouble. So if you were to go back into the crevices of your mind over the 20-some-odd years Talkers has been published, Michael, you want to pull up some names?
Well, I remember the year that you were audited for your income tax.
That was when I was working with Sonny Block, which is a name.
You mentioned John Rowland.
Yes.
You know, I don't think of John Rowland as a talk show host. I think of him as a politician who became a talk show host.
But isn't that where it goes? I mean, so many of these people that are running radio stations, and I say this lovingly, we don't know what the heck they're doing. They love to bring on politicians who aren't hosts because they think everybody wants to listen to some right-wing politician who doesn't know anything about anything except what he or she has been given to think about or talk about while they were in office. Most of the time, they make lousy hosts, don't they?
I think, for the most part, politicians make lousy hosts because they're not open. They're very, very guarded. They're very careful about what they say. They stay on message. They want to get a point across. They're selling an idea. They're not interacting, conversing, being human. So for the most part, they don't make great talk show hosts. But I don't know. I don't see a correlation between the talk show hosts who've gotten in trouble with the law and politicians who do. Politicians are people who are elected to a certain level of trust. You'll find corruption in every field. You'll find school teachers that go to jail. You'll find taxi drivers who go to jail. So it happens in every field. It just is very disappointing when politicians do it who are elected. That's all.
Yeah, it is. You expect more, or you want to think that they're...
Of course you expect more.
More.
I mean, that's the whole point. That's why they call it public service.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not condoning ever any type of breaking of the law or stealing. I mean, that's no good. But you especially are shocked or dismayed when there's a higher bar. If a member of the clergy, if a school teacher, if a politician who's elected to public office, a judge, somebody whose job is to be above the normal level of moral stability,
mm-hmm.
And dependability, and that's but it's part of the human condition. It's not going to stop. It's not shocking. I mean, I use the word shocking. You know, it's surprising. But it's not even surprising. We come to expect it. Now, you and I have discussed the fact that there seems to be a tendency toward this among the kind of people in today's day and age who go into politics, that they are not the same types who might have signed the Declaration of Independence or were drawn to public service during the early days of the Republic. The professional politician of the 20th and 21st century
mm-hmm.
is basically a scoundrel,
yeah.
whether
yeah.
they know it or not, because
yeah.
you can't get to higher office unless you practice the
art of the scam.
The art of the scam, the art of making deals, the art of selling favors, the art of raising money
yep.
for the promises.
Yeah.
You know?
What a horrible reality it is for these politicians. All right, so we've worked them over. In a moment, I want to come back and visit Baltimore. One of the big issues this week is what's going on in Baltimore, and we need to have a conversation about that here. So we'll do it as we continue. This is the weekly talk radio review, the talk radio roundup, the talk radio countdown show. Doug Steffen and Michael Harrison here.
The talk radio countdown.
For For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Up next here on the countdown, an overview of how the issue of what has happened in Baltimore since the death of Mr. Gray and how it's been handled. And I don't know that we need specifics, Michael, but in the city of Baltimore, there are two respectable talk radio stations. One of them has white hosts. The other one has black hosts. One of them would be not considered a white talk radio station, but it's mainstream. And I don't know that I want to categorize the black station as being not mainstream, because many of the people that live in Baltimore are black. What I find troubling about it is that we get to that point. There are many cities in the country that have so-called black stations and then regular stations, as if the issues that blacks face are different. But apparently they are, because they'll get a strong listenership among black individuals that live in those communities, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're ethnic radio stations.
Ethnic, and, yes.
And they serve a specific aspect of the broader community. I don't know whether there are any mainstream stations anymore. And there are more than two respectable stations in Baltimore. You have WCBM, you have...
Oh, that's right, too. I think it was CBM and BAL. And
you were obviously talking about the WOLB.
Yeah, that's it, right. I was trying to find it in my mind,
station.
Too. Yeah.
All of them are good stations, and I don't know. I mean, you're bringing up a very sticky wicket, and that is, if black people have the right to have their organizations, why don't white people? Well, because white people are the majority, and the majority does not have the same prerogative to organize on some deeper moral level than the minority.
But those people would tell you that that's not the case anymore. The whites are in the minority between Hispanics and blacks and Asians and whatever else happen to be wandering around. That white people feel like they don't. I mean, you hear this all the time. How come we don't have a white American
wandering around?
Well, you know what I mean.
Lovely statement. I don't know. This is Saturday Night Live.
I think you understand you catch my drift.
I understand. Yes. I understand.
Right.
Yes. All these human beings wandering around, including white or black.
Right. Wherever they are.
Yeah. I'll have equal opportunity wanderers.
Yeah.
But you know, this is a tricky, that's why I said it's a sticky wicket. I would never consider, and I never will call a radio station like WBAL a white station. I mean, a white station? No. But because the black community is a minority community, because there are specific issues attendant to being black, you have organizations for black people. You have organizations for Polish people. You have Italian-American organizations. There are Jewish organizations. There are all kinds of organizations that are either based on religion or nationality or ethnicity. But white, you know, what does white mean? I don't know. I don't see that.
The opposite of black. It is very interesting as you put it that way. It almost sounds silly in reality.
Well, it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Because it can't be anything but racist.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no commonality about being white. There is no community about being white or ethnicity unless it's for purposes of keeping other races out and down. Whereas minorities or special groups that have a common heritage are not meeting to take over and keep other people down. They're meeting to preserve their own individual culture and to survive.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great way of overviewing it, frankly, the way perhaps to think about it. Certainly food for thought, as what we talk about here is supposed to be. We're aiming it at being food for thought, as all of the things that we outline here as to topics are meant to be food for thought. That's how these stations stay successful. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen on the countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
It's been July with its bedovers.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body's
healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now, next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, continuing with our open discussion about the issues of the week, issues of the month, issues of the year, issues of the day, all part of what we peruse here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with his thoughts about these issues. That was interesting this week, the attention that was paid to Fox News and what Rand Paul said in passing, kind of, but it kind of grabbed a lot of attention from some of the more right-of-center hosts who don't like Rand Paul anyway because he's too much of a libertarian. So he says that it's Fox News that's responsible for ruining the GOP. Wow, what a great way to hand that's without whether he knew it or he didn't. What great red meat. So now we say, well, what about Fox News? They have the talk station. They have syndicated hosts, and they do the news and yada, yada. So are you saying, Mr. Paul, that all of those efforts on behalf of Fox are ruining the GOP, and the GOP also is responsible for the war in Iraq or for ISIS being in Iraq? I mean, all of these things, pretty interesting. There was a study done by some professor, I wish I could put my finger on it, that suggested that Fox News, according to this poll, was ruining the GOP. I don't know who they polled. They must have, but probably not important. But anyway, the point here is that one organization can capture as much attention. Somebody's doing a really good job at Fox. It's probably Roger Ailes who runs the place. But don't you think that's the old, I don't care what you say, spell my name right. Isn't that what this is all about, kind of?
As far as Fox News is concerned, certainly. It's great publicity for them. In terms of the Republican Party, it's not. There is a degree of truth to the fact that a medium such as Fox News could have an influence upon a political party that it claims to support and that it has a tremendous following among the core. I don't believe it necessarily has ruined the GOP, but I do believe that it has influenced the GOP. I do believe the media does have influence on reality. It does have influence on our perception of things. And if suddenly all the people that are in the GOP are suddenly obsessed with how they're going to play to the commentators on Fox News, and they're worried that, you know, Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly or Megyn Kelly are not going to like them, and they're going to start tailoring what they're doing so they can get on and be in favor, well, then, yeah. Fox News does have an influence on the party. You see that, don't you?
Yep, I sure do. And I wonder, on the other side, if there's something, kind of, a lot of people would put Media Matters into a corral or a group of people, organizations that are trying to discredit Republicans and enhance the status of Democrats, but I don't think they have the power. Is there any equivalent power? MSNBC has tried to be, but has failed. So is there any equivalent power on the other side that the people who are Democrats can't, you know, so they don't whine about Fox all the time? And so we could say to them, okay, well, look at this as an example. And I first thing I came up with was Media Matters.
I think the New York Times has an enormous influence on the perception of the American public about politics and about the Democrats.
I think
the New York Times, as much as people talk about it no longer being influential or not being what it once was, it still has tremendous impact on the way the rest of the media follows. And let's face it, outside of Fox News and talk radio, and you go beyond a lot of these specialized news sites such as Newsmax, et cetera, Weekly Standard, most of the media is at least centrist in America. From the right-wing perspective, it's liberal, but from the broader perspective, there really isn't much of a left in America. It's mostly centrist or right. And the center is dominated by the big-time media, ABC, NBC, CBS News, New York Times, a number of newspapers around the country, Hollywood, movies. This is all a collective influence on what people consider to be mainstream American thinking. And what the people of the Fox News and the right-wing conservative talk radio consider to be liberal. I mean, that's the way I see it.
Yeah, no, I think that stands, as you've described it, as you've explained it, that stands on its own. I was noticing, as I go through some of the material that we present on the Countdown, every week we have a number of hosts on to make various points about the things on the list that you've come up with. And so this week we presented in another hour a host named Halloran Hilton Hill. Now, if I know this guy or I've known him or heard him before, for some reason his name didn't stick in my mind, and I would think that it would with a name like that. I was thinking about some of the other great names that some radio hosts have had over the years, Long John Neville, Michael Savage even. But this guy, I took an A out and put an O in, and I said sort of with a tongue-in-cheek, how about Hollerin' Hilton Hill? I don't know this guy. Do you know him, where he is?
No, not really. I don't
Never
know
heard him before. No. Anyway, so, but of the people that we all know, what do you think of a name? Do people change their names anymore? Are there really good names?
I remember when a certain name first came on the scene, people were like, what? What kind of a name is that? And the name happens to be Rush Limbaugh.
Uh-huh.
Rush Limbaugh sounded very funny when it first popped up. People, Limbo? Rush? What kind of name is Rush? Limbaugh? That was a very difficult one. But I'll really date myself. I remember when a name that is now considered completely iconic and nobody ever thinks it's funny, when it first came out, everybody said, what? Who? What kind of a name is that? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Elvis Presley. when Elvis Presley first came on the scene, I was a little kid. I remember people, they called him Elbow Parsley. They made fun of his name because it sounded so funny. Now it doesn't sound funny. You know, you really get used to things. So I think, you know, any name, if you become successful and you become famous, becomes the name. I don't think a name makes the star. I think the star makes the name. And that's why some have crazy names and some have, you know, you know, John Doe. You know, there are people who are very famous with very plain names, and there are people who are famous with outrageous names that sounded weird when you first heard them, and they don't sound funny anymore once you get used to them.
Yeah, it really is.
David Eisenhower. If you didn't know, if you never heard that before,
yep.
You know, you go, whoa. Hmm. How about Barack Obama?
Mm-hmm. Or Barry, what did he go for by as a college student? Barry McGuire, not Barry McGuire.
You know, but I'm saying, we don't think twice when you hear the name Barack Obama. I mean, it's just a common name.
Yes.
You're
now it is.
Nikita Khrushchev, remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Mao Zedong. Names, when you first hear them, they don't register as, you know, Doug Stefan. Well, how many people call you Doug Stefan? Do you get that all the time?
I get that, and people who know my real name, my given name is Dudley, as you know, and so sometimes it has become when people don't know, I'm getting on an airplane. Mr. Dudley, come to the front of the line for your ticket, please. Who's that? Right. I don't know who that is. If somebody calls my house and asks for Stephen Dudley, I hang up the phone.
Wow.
You know, if you don't know what my name is, I'm not going to talk to you.
Right. I believe the name follows the star. Mm-hmm. You're not going to make it in show business, politics, or anything in public life because of your name. I remember there was a singer who used the name of a old classical musician, Engelbert Humperdinck.
Oh yes, real name Jerry Dorsey.
You know, he took the name of an old classical composer.
Yeah.
And everyone, Engelbert Humperdinck,
and
then that became very common. It was you know, no big deal. Do you know when the Beatles first came out, people, the Beatles? What kind of a name is that? And they don't even spell it properly?
Uh-huh.
That was considered to be outrageous.
Yep.
We just get used to things. That's all. You just get used to it. And once you're used to it, it becomes part of the normal vernacular.
Yeah, it really is amazing how much emphasis there is put on somebody's name. Well, it's an identity. As much as anything else, it's like, okay, do you look at somebody whose name is Dudley, and what do you get? What image comes into your mind when you hear that? What image comes into your mind when you hear Michael? What image comes into your mind when you hear Ralph or Rush? Is there any, by the way, Rush is his real name. He's, as a matter of fact, Rush Limbaugh III. His father's a judge, so his grandfather was the first Rush Limbaugh, and I think he was a sort of an industrialist or a businessman in the area in Missouri where he grew up. But that's his real name. Hadn't changed it. But with Michael Savage, that's not his real name. How many people that we know have changed their names for whatever the reason?
Well, a lot of people change their names for any number of reasons. Hey, Gerald Ford, that wasn't his original name.
No, not at all. Not even close.
But I remember once at a conference we were talking about, I was talking to a music programmer at a talk radio conference, and I made a joke. I said, how come you don't play Rush? And I meant Rush, the rock band from Canada.
Yeah.
And nobody understood what the heck I was talking about.
Really?
Everybody thought I was talking about Rush Limbaugh. Uh-huh. And I completely, being a person who's, you know, I'm bilingual, I speak rock and roll as well as talk.
Right.
And everybody was so weirded out by it, because we're talking about Rush, the group. And everybody in the audience was a talk radio audience. They had no idea what the heck we were talking about Rush Limbaugh in this weird context about his performances and about how many records he sold.
Yeah. Well, I think what happens here is that we sort of have these images in our mind and we keep with them, and some of them are made around. I mean, Limbaugh is a perfect example. When you say Rush, you don't need a last name. You say Hillary, you don't need a last name. You see Oprah, you don't need a last name. Prince, you don't need. How many people are that identifiable, that much a part of our iconic classic landscape, that one name does it? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Barack.
Sometimes we do it among our friends. Like, you know what we refer to this show around here at Talkers?
No.
The Doug Show.
You
call it the Doug. I'm going to be on the Doug Show.
Really?
Yeah. It's just our lingo. We know exactly what we're talking about.
Uh huh. The Doug Show.
The Doug Show.
The Doug Show. All right. I want to talk about women.
It's not an insult. It's just it's shorthand.
Right. I got it. Okay. As long as it's not the Dick Show, it's okay. Michael Harrison. editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, continues as we wrap up our overview of some of the important things going on conversationally in that wonderful world of News Talk Radio, and we summarize it every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
As an extension of the Love Your Curls movement, Dove Hair has launched a new book, Love Your Curls, to inspire confidence in women and young girls. Here to tell us more about it, author and best-selling novelist Taye Selassie.
When Dove Hair discovered that women and girls with curly hair tend to feel less confident, they were inspired to act. Love Your Curls is a poetic tribute to curly hair that is intended to represent and inspire curly girls of all ages. Dove Hair is committed to creating a world where beauty is a source of confidence, not anxiety, and believes that all women can set a positive example for the next generation by expressing their own beauty with confidence. Over the course of the Love Your Curls movement, Dove Hair received thousands of stories, photos, and messages of celebration from women with curly hair. These stories from real women directly inspired the Love Your Curls book, and the hope is that it will be shared with curly girls everywhere to empower them to love their natural curls.
Download it for free at dove.com/loveyourcurls and dedicate it to a curly girl in your life.
Help! I'm tied up in my hotel rewards program. I'll never get enough points to make it worth my while.
Never fear. Instant Man is here.
Instant Man?
I'm the America's best value in Instant Man, here to save you with instant rewards.
What do you mean?
Join our free value club and get 15% off room upgrades and late checkout when available instantly.
No waiting? No points?
Just register at ABVI.com.
Oh, Instant Man, you won America's best value and saved me. Instantly.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
With newly minted high school and college grads pouring out of schools these days, the big question is what gift to buy them. There are watches and jewelry and gift cards, but is there something out there that will get you more for less? The answer is yes. Net10 Wireless is now offering new customers who bring their own phone, BYOP, 5 gigabytes of data at 4G LTE speed, and unlimited talk and text for only $50 a month. Grads will get to keep their phone's network and number. It's easy to switch your phone with BYOP. Just purchase a Net10 BYOP activation kit to use with your compatible phone and follow a few simple instructions to activate it on your current network. What could be better for these job-seeking grads than a high-speed, affordable wireless service like Net10? With no contracts and no credit checks, there are no surprises. Need a gift for that new grad? Log on to net10wireless.com or net10byop.com.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen on the Countdown Show. Now, I was thinking about names, because we've been talking about hosts and their names. As more and more women get into the field, I was thinking about Michelle McPhee, who does a show in Boston. She's been on a couple of different radio stations in Boston. Mandy Cannell. And what that does to it, it sort of goes back to our beginning conversation. We only have a minute or so left here, so I don't want to go off on a tangent, but we were talking about special types of programming for special groups. And one wonders if the idea that managers have of putting women on the air to discuss issues, in their mind, do they think they're going to attract women to listen to the radio? Because male, you know, the talk radio world is pretty much male dominated.
Yeah, well, I don't think that you get men or you get women simply because you put men or women on. I think that's has nothing to do with reality. A woman could attract a male listenership or a female listenership depending upon her personality and content, and there's no reason why a man can't attract a female listenership based upon his personality and content. I think that to make the judgment that men bring in men and women bring in women is really narrow thinking.
Mm-hmm. And kind of nonsensical in a manner of speaking. It depends on what you're talking about, not who it is. I believe that to be the case anyway.
I believe so, yeah.
Right. All right. Michael Harrison done a great job. We went through the most discussed topic, not disgusting, the most talked about, I better put it in a different way, most talked about topics, the top talk topics of the week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Check them all out. Check out the news about the talk radio industry. Michael's got it all together at talkers.com. Talkers Radio is there. Talkers Television is there. Lots of fun stuff, including a preview of the June 12th convention in New York City put on by Talkers. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now. Joining us is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, expert in the law, expert on scams. There were a lot of scams this past week. It's Memorial Day week, and on Monday, I was appalled, Steve, at the number of things that were popping up where people were being taken advantage of by these people that are just so unscrupulous. You know, there are lots of things and ways you can scam people. You warned a lot of people about a lot of things, and there's a lot of information about this at scamaside.com, your website. But what were the most outrageous, egregious things?
Yeah, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised, but we absolutely should be as offended as we are, because they take advantage of, you know, the most vulnerable, our best impulses, our worst impulses, and our best are some of the charitable impulses that we have around the time of Memorial Day. And we have the appreciation for our veterans and all that they've done. And so when we get solicited by charities that are going to help veterans or help wounded veterans, we're quick to give generously. But unfortunately, a lot of those charities are totally phony. And what you need to do is always vet that charity out. If you're called on the phone by a veterans charity, you never can be sure if it's legit. They can call you even if you're on the do not call list, because charities are an exception. So what I always advise people to do is to go online, check out the charity with charitynavigator.org. This is a website that will first let you know whether the charity itself is legitimate, and second, even if it's so-called legitimate, there are a lot of charities, like some that the Federal Trade Commission was taking action against dealing with cancer, who just take the lion's share, like 98% of the money that comes in, they take it. So you can find out on that website as well how much goes to their own costs and how much for the charitable purposes.
All right, legal items that are on the list from the talkers' top 10 this week, items of importance, the violent crime wave in Baltimore. How can it be legal and right? These police who are not doing their job because they're protesting the way the five or six got indicted by, is it six, right? Six police officers got indicted by the grand jury. So as a result, the Baltimore Police Department is basically shut down. How in the world? Why aren't all of them fired?
I tend to agree with you, and I don't think this is something that their union contract, would protect. It takes me back to when Ronald Reagan fired the air traffic controllers. They did not have a legal right to strike. They did. He fired them all. He took a lot of heat, but they got replaced. Things were done. There are certain professions that do need to stay on the job, and it can't do these kinds of work stoppages. And so, I'd like to see someone with some cojones in Baltimore stand up to the cops who are not doing their job.
And it's legal. It would be legal to fire them and replace them. So you need to have, but the juries, the system, the legal system, has to be called upon to act. Somebody's got to take the bull by the horns, right?
Exactly. The politicians, they don't have the stomach for it. But if they did, they would get backing in the courts.
FIFA and why we were involved. I don't think most Americans understand why we got involved in that scandal.
You know, it was fascinating to me, too. I got to admit, I teach a course on white-collar crime at Bentley University, and this is certainly going to be in my class this year, because FIFA, which regulates professional soccer around the world, the crimes that were being dealt with are racketeering, conspiracy, bribery. These all had to do with bribes for marketing contracts for FIFA. Probably none of them dealing with the United States. But our laws are so broad that the slightest connection, use of an American bank, use of an American internet service provider, were enough to provide jurisdiction. So some may have felt that we overstepped on this. Certainly Putin in Russia did, although quite possibly because they may have bribed officials to get the World Cup there. But this is something that does show international crime today. So much of it is done through international banks and over the internet, that getting jurisdiction almost anywhere is an easy thing to do.
Yep. All right. Interesting comments already posted on Facebook. Holly says the fact that the president seems to be condoning the violence in Baltimore and not backing law enforcement makes me wonder if he really is a thug in sheep's clothing. That's an interesting comment. Always interesting comments. You can send email along to Doug at DougStephan.com as well. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer of note here with comments on the items that are big this week in the News Talk Radio world.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.